Following on from last year's budget, the government is once again going to extend the cashless welfare debit card trial in Ceduna and the East Kimberley for another year. This is a program that has been met with huge pushback from the communities involved, and having been running now for almost 2 years, I think it's fair to stop calling this a trial and really start looking at why these programs are being implemented in the first place. Receivers of this card get 80% of their welfare payments on the card, and over the last 2 years, members of the community have said programs like these are just further disenfranchising the people within this trial area.
Yet, when you hear from the government, they say that there's been positive news from it so far. So it's an interesting spin on this issue.
Yeah, I think when you talk to the people who are involved in the trial, they say it's very hard for them to, you know, use this card to buy the things that they actually need. And I feel like it's been, you know, The communities involved have been very vocal about their disapproval of this trial.
And this budget is all about good news, I guess. So is there any good news in store for Australia's First People?
Well, yeah, there is. The government is investing $550 million over 5 years to help build and support remote housing in the Northern Territory. You heard James kind of sum that up earlier. This is funding that has already been matched by the Northern Territory and will put spending at over $1 billion. There's also money being put into further close the gap in Indigenous health. Over $10 billion over 10 years will go to treat chronic health conditions like hearing and vision loss that disproportionately affect remote Indigenous communities who have limited access to health care. And also, in a bit of a twist, and it's kind of something that was hard to get my head around, but in this budget has announced a legislative change instead of funding. And it's a new fund called the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Land and Sea Future Fund that will help buy land on behalf of Indigenous land corporations who have had their native title claims extinguished. So it's another route for them to, another route for traditional owners to have stake on their land.
Is there anything else that we should be looking out for?
Well, yeah, there is. There is a new scheme that will aim to encourage what the government is calling lawful behavior for income support recipients. This scheme makes it compulsory deductions from the welfare payments of people with fines like parking tickets and could completely cancel welfare payments for individuals who have criminal offenses.
This is a really big issue as well, and it's something we're going to hear a bit later in the show when we talk about social services, but there are changes happening to welfare.
There absolutely is, and I think in regards to my own portfolio, we know Indigenous people are already over-policed and Aboriginal Australians are the most incarcerated people on the planet. And we have seen little from this government and nothing in this budget to address this issue. State governments are actually investing more in prisons. This year, the Victorian budget allocated almost $7 million to build a new maximum security prison. And programs like this and words today from Scott Morrison's speech, like we're about to hunt down the criminals, I think do little to drop this record-breaking incarceration levels that so disproportionately affect Indigenous Australians.